Welcome back to the show, your Daces FS Radio. I'm your host, Pearl J. We have Summer Wyand on the line. Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio, and I want to jump right into your interview. So you're doing TV and radio. You're also a personality, an advocate, and a model, a professional model. What inspired you to get into modeling?
I know I do a little bit of everything, right? You know, I kind of stumbled into modeling, to be quite frank. One day I saw a post for castings of models of all sizes, and, you know, the rebel in me said, yeah, right, all sizes. You know, I come from a place where when they say all sizes, they really mean up to size 6. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to go. I'm just going to go do it. And I went and I actually booked a job, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I loved it. I was like, oh, okay. And then I did it for fun, and then I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to do this. Let's do it, you know. So I invested in a great photographer that was known in the plus industry. I invested in a stylist for my photo shoot. I did a photo shoot. That photographer loved my photos so much that she submitted them to an agency. And I got a call from an agent wanting to sign me and asking me to move to New York. So
that is wonderful. So do you have, you know, like others in your family, you know, that are into music, entertainment, you know, that you kind of, you know, that wanted to follow,
you know,
their footsteps?
I'm a second generation Wayans. So I come from the Wayans family, you know, Wayans brothers. My family's in entertainment, comedic backgrounds, actors, actresses, comic, writers, producers, and I actually was the one that was like, I want nothing to do with entertainment, and I want to go to school. So I went to school. I actually have my doctorate in clinical psychology with an emphasis in multicultural communities, and, you know, I went that route. So when I stumbled on modeling, I was actually in grad school. So
okay,
it was totally
so
random, and my family was, you know, supportive, but they were like, wait, you're going to be, what, a doctor model? And I'm like, sure, why not?
Well, that is awesome. So, you know, it's good to have, you know, family members, you know, that, you know, inspire you to take those type of, you know, footsteps in the right direction. So how would you describe your fans?
My fans are amazing. You know, some of the people that my followers, I call them my lovelies, because they're so loving. They give me so much love. And, you know, people that have been down with me have been rocking with me for, you know, 10 years. And it doesn't matter if I'm on the East Coast or if I'm in LA. You know, people, when they see me, they let me know that they see me, you know, they shout me out, they repost my content, you know, they DM me and try to engage, which I love. So they're just really, I love them so much, and they give so much love and inspiration, because, you know, it's great to be able to connect and to give back. So it feels good when someone hits me up to let me know that something I did impacted their life in a positive way. I mean, you know,
that's
it just makes
awesome.
Me want to keep doing this.
So would you say did your style evolve since the beginning of your career?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, when I first started modeling, you know, Instagram wasn't really a major thing. You know, so I would say over the last handful of years, you know, Instagram and social media in general has really sprouted. You know, it's grown in such a way that my reach has just, I mean, tripled, if not more. And it's amazing. I have followers in countries that I've never stepped foot in, and I think that's just such a beautiful thing. So I think individually as a person, I've had to grow. You know, trying to stay up with the times and evolve as the world is. So I think I'm always genuine to my core and wanting the best for people and for myself and putting that out there, but always evolving like a butterfly. You know, I'm always changing.
That's beautiful. And who do you see as your main competitor?
I don't know. I don't know that I look at competition aside from the person I see in the mirror. I'm in competition with myself to continue to be a better version of me. I don't compare myself to other people. That's not something that I was raised to do. It's not something that I, you know, like when you first asked the question, I was like, what? But I think myself, you know, I challenge myself a lot to continue to grow and be better.
Well, that was very well said. And what skills are the most useful to you as being a model?
As being a model, I think my personality, I have to say, because I think there are so many beautiful people in the world who, when I walk into a room, I think people feel my energy through my personality. I think my personality carries through my pictures and, you know, I think it just kind of gives me a different type of edge. Not to say other people don't have personality, because of course they do. But I think, you know, stepping onto a red carpet, opening my mouth and, you know, actually having something to say. I have my educational background well. So I think having something to say when I open my mouth and having a great personality and a genuine heart, I think it's taken me a long way.
That's very well said. How do you handle frequent travel and being away from home for long periods of time?
You know, I will say that since this whole pandemic, I haven't done too much traveling. I've been pretty close to home, especially I had a baby in the pandemic. So staying close to home with her, staying safe as I can. You know, before that, I would rip and run, but, you know, the Wayans clan rolls deep. So even when I was living on the East Coast, I had family out there. If I was on the West Coast, I had family. If I was in Florida, I had family. So there's always family somewhere. But I'm a homebody, and I missed my family of origin, like my mom and my brothers and sisters. And so when I lived in New York, I flew home often. I came home for every holiday. If I had a four-day weekend, I was on my way. And lots of phone calls, you know. And nowadays, we got Zoom and FaceTime and all those kinds of great things. So it's definitely, like I talk to my mom every day.
That is beautiful. What is the biggest problem you have ever encountered in the journey of your career?
The biggest problem? Ooh. I would have to say probably individuals trying to take advantage of me or of the situation and having to advocate for myself and not allow myself to go down a path that wasn't congruent with my beliefs or my values, just because that's what somebody else wanted for me. So I think that's been, you know, a major challenge in terms of, you know, just continuously having to make sure that I am putting my foot down and reflecting on my journey and making sure that it's my journey and not anyone else's.
Okay. If you could change one thing in the model industry, which would it
be? Just one? I think right now there's it's been this way for a long time, just a lack of representation for plus community, for plus models. There's so many of us, and yet in fashion, we're still not equally represented. And so I would love to see fashion be fashion for all sizes, not just for a bracket of sizes. You know, we just had Fashion Weekend. It's just, you know, one of those things that it would be lovely if everyone could go to a mall and shop. I hate shopping at the mall because there's only one or two stores that I can shop in. And those one or two stores either have limited sizing or they have clothing that isn't necessarily what I want to wear, you know, and it's very limiting. So I'd love to see that representation just.
That's awesome. What does your typical day look like?
My typical day starts with snuggles with my daughter in morning prayers. I do my Bible reading every morning, and then we take our dog out for a walk, and after that I get some business. So whether it's my holistic water business, if I am planning a new mental wellness training for an organization, if I'm preparing for a photo shoot, I do all of that work after the things that I value the most, which is spending time with my daughter and spending time with God. So after that, you know, I like to cook. So I make sure to cook my meals as much as I can. And really just, like I said, I'm a homebody. So unless I'm working on business, I'm either out in nature or home with my daughter.
Right. Which brings my next question. How do you balance your music, you know, You know, being a, you know, a radio personality, doing TV, being a model, a mom, how do you do all of that? You know, how do you bring balance in your life, you know, with your family?
It's prioritizing. I am a calendar kind of person. And like I said, I value my daughter. I value my time with God. So I always put those things first. And then after that, whatever I have time for. And like I said, I calendar things. So I, you know, if I have blocks of times where I'm available to do certain projects, you know, I started a business doing mental wellness trainings and life coaching and things that I can do from home that also allow me to have the freedom and flexibility of time. I think time is valuable. So I do my best to ensure that I have that time to spend in the places that it's important while also carrying on with the business.
So if you were not a model and doing radio and TV, what do you think you would be?
I'm doing it. I'm also a psychotherapist. I give back to the community. I'm in touch with people. I think it's an amazing gift that I've been given to have been able to be educated as well as to have a good heart. And so whatever I feel like is being put on my heart to do, I try to do that. So I don't limit myself. I've done, you know, the radio thing. I will continue to do it when, you know, opportunities arise. I do TV and film when the opportunities arise. I do modeling when opportunities arise. I'm an opportunity kind of person. So I'm always putting myself in a position to receive the opportunities that are there for me. And that way I don't look back and say, oh man, I wish I would have done X, Y, and Z. Instead, it's like, okay, no, I did that. I did this and I did this. Okay, great. I'm checking these things off my list and it's amazing.
Right. Is there any style of music that you don't like?
I can't say that there is, not off the top of my head. I have a very eclectic palette for music, and I listen to a little bit of everything. Back in the day, I laugh at that, when CDs were a thing, I had a lot of mixed CDs and things along those natures. My playlists are always very diverse, so it depends on my mood, you know.
Okay, so what's new? What's hot? What do you have coming up? What do you want the audience to know about you?
Right now, I'm really pushing for mental wellness and my business with mental wellness, so people can check it out at www.drsummerphd.com, Dr. C-R, summer like the season, phd.com. They can find information about life coaching, which I think is really important because while I am a mental health clinician by trade, I also know that everybody doesn't go to therapy, but there are so many different ways that a life can be enhanced and help someone to reach and attain goals. So I'll be doing that with my life coaching. I also do mental wellness training, which I can help organizations to tap into their resources and learn new tools to optimize their businesses and the individuals that work in their organizations or the people that they serve. And I also am doing psychological consulting for TV and film. So I'm taking my education and my entertainment background and kind of diving into it behind the scenes and with psychological consulting, helping individuals on TV and film, actors, producers, directors, writers, to bring forward an accurate depiction of these different mental health diagnoses that they are showing now. It's a very big thing in every show. You're seeing some kind of mental health illness be brought forward, and I want to make sure that we're showing things in highlighting things that are actually going to educate our population on the facts behind things and not just the stigma.
Well, that is really, really beautiful. And, you know, I am really honored to have you as a guest on Faces of Success Radio. And we are running out of time. And so I want to thank you again, Summer, for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. But, again, can you give your website information? And if somebody was interested in booking you, how can they, you know, can they book you for, you know, like special events and stuff like that? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Thank you, Pearl J, for giving me that opportunity. So I have two different websites. So for entertainment, it's summerwayans.com, Wayans, W-A-Y-A-N-S. And for anything related to mental health, mental wellness, consulting, that's the drsummerphd.com. And through both of my sites, I can be contacted. They have my information on there so that they can book me. I would love to be booked and to continue to share the wealth of knowledge that I have and connect with individuals. I am always looking for, like I said, opportunities to continue to reach out into the community.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. Please keep us informed on anything that you're doing in the near future. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.